This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, a nationwide initiative under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, commenced in Gangtok, Sikkim yesterday. The campaign was formally launched in Martham Block, where around 197 farmers, including 112 male and 85 female farmers from the cluster Gram Panchayat units of Martham, Nazitam and Beng Fegyong, actively participated in the day-long program. The program was led by Boniface Lepcha, Subject Matter Specialist Horticulture, and Dr. Smriti Ranjan Padhan, Subject Matter Specialist Agronomy from ICAR KVK East Sikkim, who coordinated the awareness and mobilization campaign among the local farming communities. The Union Minister of State for Road, Transport and Highways and Corporate Affairs, Harsh Malhotra, inspected the national highway projects and chaired a review meeting with district-level officers in Manipur. He also called on Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Bhavan, Imphal yesterday and held a brief discussion on national highway development, economic corridors and other key development issues with the Governor. The union minister during the three-day tour to Manipur visited Moray town in Thengnopal district bordering Myanmar and reviewed the development project undertaken in the town. Malhotra, along with officials of National Highway Infrastructure and Development Corporation Limited, visited Kangpokpi district of Manipur and inspected the road development projects undertaken along National Highway No. 2, Imphal-Kohima Road. He also visited Thengnopal district and held a meeting with the district-level officers there. Manipur Chief Secretary P.K. Singh clarified that there had been no instructions from the authority of covering the name of Manipur from the signage of Manipur State Transport Bus, which sparked widespread protests in the state till yesterday. It may be mentioned that a team of around 20 journalists arranged by the Manipur's Information and Public Relations Department in a bus of Manipur State Transport en route to Ukhrul District was halted by personnel of 4th Mahar Regiment and instructed to hide the phrase Manipur from the signage of the bus on the 28th of this month. The journalists' team was on the way to Ukhrul for coverage of the opening of state-level Shri Lili Festival, which was inaugurated by the Governor of Manipur. This incident has invited widespread agitation in all valley districts. APIC's body of five tribes of Nagaland, namely Angami, Ao, Lotha, Rengma and Sumi, yesterday staged democratic protest rallies in their inhabited areas demanding the review of the state's 48-year-old reservation policy. Rallies were held in eight districts where leaders asserted that the policy has disadvantaged certain tribes for decades and also clarified that the movement is not against any community but a call for fair reform. The protest marches were carried out to the respective deputy commissioner offices and submitted a memorandum. The tribes further cautioned that they will intensify their agitation in various forms till their grievances are addressed. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio launched the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission at the Chief Minister's residential complex in Kohima yesterday. Dr. Rio said that the initiative, a key highlight of his budget speech 2025-26, aims to empower 5,000 youth in the state with the market-driven skills and create job opportunities through training, placement and entrepreneurship support. Mr. Rio said this will replace degree dependency with hands-on expertise backed by Chief Minister's microfinance initiative, skill loans and incubation. On the occasion, MOUs were exchanged with training partners, School of Agriculture, Nagaland University, Pinnacle Skills, Eagle Crest and All India Society of Electronics and Computer Technology. Nagaland today joined the nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, which was launched across the country. Advisor for Agriculture Government of Nagaland, Mathong Yantan, inaugurated the state-level campaign at the Kohima Village Council Hall. Speaking at the event, the advisor appreciated the Government of India's initiative aimed at educating farmers on modern and sustainable agricultural technologies and practices. He also emphasized the need for collective action, shared learning and a strategic shift towards scientific and sustainable agriculture. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in the northeastern region. The region will experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning over the next 7 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.